little flock. The bride of Jesus is waiting for the day of glory. having their wedding garment on. Grace. I found salvation. We cannot understand it. Jesus died for us. He purchased us. When we will enter the pearly gates, it will be only by His grace. Grace, so pure, wonderful fountain. We start this biblical word observation with Brother Frank in the name of the Lord. To it we greet all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide who are joining us online very warmly. We are grateful to God for His word which He revealed unto us, the last message, back to God, back to the word, back to the beginning. I read a word from Psalms, one verse from Psalms 119, verse 160. Here it says, Thy word is true from the beginning. Praise and thanks. Is true, divinely true. All the content of the word from Genesis 1 up to Revelation 22 is divine truth. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Praise and thanks. I ask now, Brother Frank, Also, I would like to greet all of you wholeheartedly. What a privilege that we may believe God's holy word with all our hearts, respecting it, and see all of the plan of salvation of our God in it. Many greetings, as so often, from Brother Müller on the Baltic Sea, from all brothers and sisters, from Brother Manuel, Brother Lotika, from Australia, from Brother and Sister Anderson, from New Zealand, yes, from all brothers and sisters, from all peoples and tongues, from Brother Tati, from Brother John. Yes, one could continue by mentioning names. We are very grateful to the Lord. Also, for the read word in Psalms. For us, the Bible is just a book. For us, the Bible is God's holy word. And we thank the Lord that He has given us the connection to the Word by His grace. We are, of course, living in a time where the people have outwardly Christianity. They celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Good Friday. They celebrate Easter. They celebrate Christ's Ascension Day. They celebrate Pentecost. But what happened on these days, they have personally nothing to do with it. And if we then think about that of the total population on earth, 2.2 billions are numbered to Christendom. And then think about how few really believe with all their heart. Having become obedient to the Great Commission, who repented, who experienced their conversion to Christ, experiencing their renewing, their new birth, making their experiences of salvation, then we are filled with a great pain. We all know that we arrived at the end of the end time. Every day there are coming news of that what is happening on the earth. Nothing stayed the way as it was once upon a time. Whether in the agriculture, whether in the forestry, whether in the industry, whether in the air traffic, everything has become different. And when we then think on the regulations which are necessary for the gatherings and which must be kept, then we see on all that the time is coming to its end, that there is perplexity among the nations. And if one then looks to Afghanistan, instead of establishing order in the country, so that all the people can stay in their homes. No, and again no. Thousands upon thousands leave their homeland forever. The problems must of course be solved there where they came up. Otherwise, new problems will come up in other countries. But with this we will not deal here. But it just hurts if one sees that nobody can say and decide something anymore. Everything has fallen apart. And brothers and sisters, it's really the end time in which we live. And our Lord said it very clearly, especially in Matthew 24, when he was asked by his disciples, when will this be? What is the sign of thy return and of the end of the world? Brothers and sisters, if we believe God's holy word, if we get it revealed, then we recognize that the return of Jesus Christ has come very near. And we are grateful to the Lord, especially for the broadcasts, that all the world, really in all peoples and tongues, and it is being said that between 3 and 4 millions hear on a regular basis the services 3 times a week. The Lord calls out. We all know that not one of the 350 Christian denominations will change their doctrine. Not one thinks about to correct something. And therefore, we will look today into the Holy Scripture and finding out who has fallen prey to the error of man and who found grace in the sight of God. Who has found grace in the sight of God. To him the Lord lets him know his ways. He believes with all his heart, as the Scripture has said, without any discussion. For instance, when the Lord said in the Great Commission that we should go into all the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then to baptize those who believe
Und wenn der Herr
and
ganz klar
if the Lord then says very clearly, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Does this still need to be explained? Most certainly not. He who believes the divine message of salvation, he who believes in Jesus Christ, in the finished work of redemption, he who believes with all his heart that God was in Christ and has reconciled the world with himself, and that there's only one revelation of God on the earth, and this happened in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Redeemer, who could say, no one comes to the Father but by me. The faith in Jesus Christ, the faith in that what God has said in his word, and in general, the faith in God and in that what he promised and what he has said in his word. We dealt with every subject in all the past years and broadcasts. The evangelistic part, the teaching part, the prophetic part. God has set the various ministries into the church, and he took care for it, that the book of Acts could be recorded in writing, the founding of the New Testament church. And then the Apostle Peter, John, James, Jude, the brother of, you all know it, who they were, of James. Brothers and sisters, today we will look firstly on that what God has made out of them who believe him, who have become his possession, who are truly born again by word and spirit, and God the Lord made out of children of men, he made children of God. He, our Savior, the firstborn among many brethren. He is the center of our proclamation. Now, we want to read some scriptures, please. We read from Jude, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Thanks be to the Lord. This word is addressed to all true believers at all times, in all peoples and tongues. Contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. In the Holy Scripture, the true believers are called saints and beloved ones because they, according to John 17, experienced what our Lord said in his prayer, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. And here we are required to contend for the faith which once for all, so not once given and then taking it back again, changing it and starting it again. No, for that faith to contend, which was once for all delivered unto the saints, the redeemed ones, the people who found grace in the sight of God. And who connected faith and obedience together, who have come to the faith, who let themselves be baptized by a single immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then experience the promise to be filled and baptized with Spirit and fire, who really made their personal experiences of salvation. We contend for that, what God has given to us by His grace. Contend for that faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints. And this shall be emphasized by our broadcasts. We don't represent any denomination, but the faith, the true living faith in the true living God, who revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we ask all to return to the origin, to the beginning, and to only believe as the Scripture has said, and to also experience what it says. Let us read on. We read from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
Gehabt haben.
Amen. Amen.
This word of the Apostle Paul just belongs to that what we read in Jude verse 3. He finished his course. He kept the faith until the end. He remained faithful. Not a single time he deviated, but he kept the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints until the end. He kept it. And therefore, he could say, henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. For all who kept the faith, the crown of righteousness is laid up. And Paul said it very clearly, that which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that remained faithful. Also to you and to me, dear brothers and sisters, today we are meant. Today God speaks through his precious and holy word to us. And now we will read some verses which will touch all our hearts. And I ask you, receive and accept everyone personally every single verse by faith. I will just respond to it briefly. We start now with the scripture. We read from Ephesians 1, from verse 3.
Gepriesen sei der Gott und Vater.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ,
Amen,
we say to it. Confess it before the Lord. Just say, faithful God, I thank you that you took away the curse from me, that you have forgiven all my sins, all guilt you atoned, and it's no more here. And thou hast given me peace by grace. That we, this word, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, with these blessings, he blessed his church, you and me. And the Lord wants to restore all things. And he wants to bring us now at the end into the same condition in which the church was at the beginning. Please. Verse 4.
Denn in ihm hat er uns,
according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Thank you. Also for this, we want to thank the Lord. With our power, nothing is done. But with the power of God, we will succeed to live a life which is pleasing to God. To say or to do nothing what we cannot say or do in the presence of the Lord. That we really may walk in the fear of God. Please, verse
5.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Thanks be to the Lord. Having predestinated us unto children of God by Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. Over Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the voice sounded, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In the Son of God, we, based upon the divine predestination, are adopted as sons and daughters by the finished work of redemption. We were adopted. And as certain as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was the Son of God, so certain we are sons and daughters of God. Blessed and praised be our Lord, who could say, "I ascend to my God and to your God, to my Father and to your Father." To our Lord be the glory for that what he is doing for us, in us, and now through us. Please.
Verse 6.
To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Thanks be to the Lord. We have, not will have sometime, but we have experienced it personally. We believed with all our hearts what is written. God was in Christ and reconciled the world unto himself. And we believe in the redemption by the blood of the Lamb of God. And brothers and sisters, the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17, verse 11. And therefore, because the divine life was in the divine blood of the Redeemer, therefore he has shed his blood, he has given his life, so that upon all who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that on them the divine eternal life can come back. And by grace we have received eternal life. Forgiveness and grace was given unto us. Please.
Verse 8.
Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
Nach seinem freien Ratschluss, dessen Ausführung er sich vorgenommen hatte.
Dank sei dem Herrn.
Thanks be to the Lord, time and again.
Überlegt einmal,
just think of it,
geliebte Brüder,
dear brothers and sisters,
dass wir in unserer
that we in our time
auf Offenbarungsboden
have been placed upon revelation ground.
Dass Gott in
that God in our time
einen Propheten
has sent a prophet
wie er es im Alten
as he promised it in the Old and in the New Testament
hat, um uns neu in alles
to introduce us anew into
in
everything, into all of the plan of salvation. And as we read,
der uns durch Offenbarung,
which by revelation was given to us,
wer sind wir?
Who are we?
Mitten in einer
in the midst of a perverse and confused world,
das werden wir gleich im zweiten
we will read it just now in the second part from Romans. Amidst in this time, in this world, the Lord has people who are joined with him directly, who in a supernatural way were commissioned by the Lord to preach his word, as the prophets in the Old Testament and the apostles in the New Testament. Thus, the Lord God has called our beloved brother William Branham, directly commissioned him, as the Lord appeared to a Paul on his way to Damascus in the bright light, so the same Lord appeared to Brother Branham in the same light and has given him the divine call, the divine sending, the divine commission to bring the last message before the return of Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord for it, that he has laid our ways in such a way that we were acquainted with that what God determined for this time. That we not only preach about that what happened 4,000 years ago or what happened 2,000 years ago or what happened in the course of time since the Reformation, but that we can speak of that what God has done in our time. The promise, of course, refers to the prophet Elijah, who was used by God in a special way to call the people of Israel together, which has fallen away and which has gone in various directions, to call them together, to gather them on Mount Carmel. There it happened, where the prophet Elijah had to carry out his commission. God has used him to rebuild the altar, to take the 12 stones according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And then you all know the story which happened there. That all the others called to their God and no answer came. But then Elijah came on the scene, and behold, the answer came from God. The confirmation, the sacrifice was consumed with all the wood that it was offered upon. And then it is written that the Lord turned the hearts of his people back, that they were brought back to God and back to the true faith. The same is happening now by the ministry of Brother Branham. The divine altar, the doctrine of the 12 apostles, the divine foundation was re-established. And the Lamb of God was proclaimed, that brought atonement for all of us, who took everything upon himself and who has given us the reconciliation with God. This is the day that God has made for us as his elect, as his predestinated ones, who have become sons and daughters of God, to have part in that what he is doing right now. But in the kingdom of God, only God has to say so, and nobody else. And therefore, all prophets were called by God. All the apostles were called by the Lord. And also Brother Branham has received a direct commission. But brothers and sisters, may I tell you that Brother Frank, not only since 1949, has experienced the Lord personally, and supernatural happened in my life, up to the direct divine commission on the 2nd of April 1962. And brothers and sisters, it's not easy for me to speak of the supernatural experiences. And yet, they are the main thing in my life. I can take everyone to the point, to the place, to the date, to the site where the Lord addressed me with an audible voice and spoke to me as his servant, addressed me as his servant. And I'm grateful to the Lord God that my ministry is directly connected with the ministry of Brother Branham. And beloved, may I say it again, as certain as the Lord told me on the 2nd of April, 62, among other things, he said, my servant, store in food, for a great famine is coming. Then you will stand among the people to give out the food. The Lord only spoke in parables. All the 40 parables in the Gospels are well known to us. And then Brother Branham confesses on the 1st of April 1962 to have received the commission to not travel to Switzerland, but to return to Jeffersonville to store in the food. And this man of God, William Branham, said to me on the 3rd of December 1962, in the presence of the two witnesses, Banks Woods and Fred Sotman, the food that you shall store in is the promised word for this time. It is the last message that God has sent us. And it is recorded on the tapes. But wait with the giving out of the food until you received the rest of it, which belongs to it. I don't tell stories. I just pass on what was said. We all know about the prophetic ministry of Brother Branham. We all know about the confirmation by more than 30 years. Yes, one can say 33 years God confirmed the ministry, the gift, the commission which he has given to Brother Branham. And then, of course, came the point of time where everything what he had to say, what he had to preach, what he had to taught, what he had to reveal, when everything has come to its close, then the Lord God took his servant and prophet unto himself. That it now happened exactly on my birthday and at the hour of my birth, I can nothing for it. But I have seen Brother Branham really on the supernatural cloud when he was taken up. And I said, on the 24th of December 1965, shortly before midnight, when I received this revelation, Brother Branham, But you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on this supernatural cloud? Brothers and sisters, God takes care for everything. And we are grateful to the Lord. Since the passing of this unique man of God, we could carry the word of God into all the world. All peoples, all tongues have been acquainted of that what God has done in our time. So were the words already on the 11th of June 1963, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message that was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Many years have come and gone since 1965, but the word of the Lord has reached the ends of the earth. And all ministering brethren are giving out the same spiritual food. One brother even wrote in his email and said, I don't participate anymore in any brother's meeting to which Brother Frank was not invited. The brothers take their stand. They recognized that God didn't take many, but always He takes one. And I say this, and I ask at the same time, did you hear from a single person who can say, I have heard on that and that day, in this and that city, in this and that hour, I have heard the audible, all-penetrating voice of the Lord? This and that He said to me. Such a person you will not find again on earth. He does not exist. God has taken care for it, that in all humbleness it could be done what He decided in His plan of salvation. Brothers and sisters, if I tell you now of one experience that happened exactly 1 week ago, brothers from Belgium came to visit, and that brother, who as the spokesperson, he sat opposite me. And he time and again said, Brother Frank, I had such a longing to greet Paul. And he repeats, Brother Frank, believe me, the longing was so great, I wanted to greet Paul. And he said, I couldn't wait any longer. I had to come. And I had to greet you. And I asked him, what has this to do with Paul? And then came his answer. As the Lord called Paul, commissioned Paul, and sent him, so he sent and called and commissioned you to preach his word. Many testimonies could be given here. Originally, I still wanted to read from Romans how it looks like in this world. If you can stand it, we will just read it without any comment, just reading it, so that you get more grateful for that what God has done on us. For we have found grace in the sight of God. Please. We read from Romans 1, verse 25 to verse 32. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents,
erfinderisch im Bösen, ungehorsam gegen die Eltern,
without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
That's enough.
I just wanted to show the contrast. Here the true believers, the redeemed, the delivered ones, where the divine order of marriage is established, where we know what the Lord has said. A man shall leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. The divine order is re-established in the church. What the world does is left up to the world. They don't hear a sermon. They don't hear God. They don't listen to anyone. They made their decision. But I thought, it is just good if we hear the comparison as it is written in the Bible. And as already mentioned, God has introduced marriage. God has put in order everything in the natural. The family, wife, husband, He has given to everyone His place. And therefore, brothers and sisters, we who we found grace in the sight of God, we are also earthly seen, placed into the divine order. For us applies after spirit, soul and body every word of God as it is written. Believe it in such a way and practice it and thank the Lord God for it, that He at the end of the time of grace He has shown us everything again, and we confirmed our decision which He made already for us, and we submit to God in every area, in every realm. We submit to God and are placed by God into the Holy Scripture, into that what is written. May God bless especially all the ministering brethren with wisdom, with grace, that they are not riding upon some special things, but that they really proclaim everything in a balanced way, but mainly proclaiming the counsel of God and giving out the spiritual food to the people of God. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Brother Borg will pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank You with all our hearts for Your precious word which we heard. We thank You for the sending of Your prophet, for his ministry. We thank You also for the ministry of Brother Frank, the giving out of Your food and the placing of Your revealed word. Lord, we thank You for such men. We thank You for that what we have heard, and we give You the glory. Bless Your people worldwide who have listened, who have heard this message and who believe it. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
В твоих святых руках храни меня. источник жизни, радости, любви. Сердце и душу светом озари. Помощь даруешь, слышишь каждый вздох. Иисус Спаситель, мой Господь и Бог. Если враг ушует, ты нам кровь даешь, мимо греха и смерти нас ведешь. В этом мире мрачном нам звездою будь, Господь, будь рядом, освещай наш путь. Источник жизни, радости, любви, сердце и душу светом озари. Помощь даруешь, слышишь каждый вздох. Иисус Спаситель, мой Господь и Бог. Скоро мы увидим Божий вечный край. Сердце ликуй же и не унывай. Ропот пусть стихает, а душа поет, радостной вере наш Господь грядет. Источник жизни, радости, любви, сердце и душу светом озари. Помощь даруешь, слышишь каждый вздох. Иисус Спаситель, мой Господь и Бог. Quelle des Lebens und der Freude Quelle, du machst das Dunkel meiner Seele hell. Du hörst mein Beten jetzt aus aller Not. Jesus, mein Heiland, mein Herr und